What's your creative process like? Do images come first for you and then find their meaning linked together? Or do you start with a concept and then have images born from that?
It varies, actually, but usually it's the image that pops into my head or sometimes I see in real life and then it sticks in my mind. Usually it's not so related to what then the film will become later on, but it gives me the starting point. Actually, in the case of By the Time It Gets Dark, there was an image that was a starting point, and I wrote it in the script, and then we shot it, but then I decided to take it out.
What actually was that image?
It's of a 6-lane motorway, so like 3 on each side with the traffic coming and going, but seen through like the fence wire from the bridge.
Did you have a lot of difficulty putting the funding together to make this film? Because it's such a challenging film.
It was really difficult. It's my second feature. So after I made my first feature, I actually thought it was going to be easier to raise funding for the second film. It turned out to be the opposite. Mm-hmm. But also maybe it was related to, you know, how the subject matter partly being about the massacre. So it took me like 6 years altogether to make this film. And the funding just... You know, I actually had to shot part of the film first and then try to raise more money. And that all came together, I think, just the last year of the production. Then once we had all the money in place, then we finished the shoot.
Do you think that By the Time It Gets Dark is a political film, or is it a film about the impossibility of making a political film?
I think it is a political film. You know, the French film Nocturama by Bertrand Bonello. I think he said something quite recently about his film being a political film and not an activist film. There's a marked difference between the two, and I would like to think the same way about my film.
When people watch your films, would you like people to take away a set fixed meaning that you had in mind, or are you happy for people to have their own experience where they take away something subjective?
The latter, of course. Yeah. I think I don't want the film to be didactic. I mean, actually, it's quite obvious it's not. You know, and I don't want it to be preachy. I'm not like that myself. Sometimes, actually, it's much more interesting that people have their own reading of the film. It's bound to happen. It's being seen by people from different cultures, different parts of the world. And I think it's nice that way that people have their own interpretation, their own way to access the film.
A lot of people talk about cinema as capturing the truth. There's that famous quote about it being truth at 24 frames a second. But in By the Time It Gets Dark, it seems to capture artificiality a lot of the time. What do you think the purpose of the camera is? Does it really see the truth, or is it something that's used to feed lies to us?
I think there's a very fine line between truth and lies. Of course, you know, in By the Time It Gets Dark, it's like layer upon layer of lies or artificiality. But I think the film deals with lies, but it's not about lies. Essentially, I think it is about truth. How do we get to the truth? But before we get to the truth, we have to go through all these layers of lies first. I don't know if I have the final answer. Do we get there or not? But the film is an attempt to find truth.
The style of the film, especially in the early sections, it reminded me a lot of... You probably get this a lot. We're ascetical.
Yeah.
Is there something culturally in the air in Thailand that gives rise to that? Is it Buddhism?
Okay. No, I get it a lot, but actually I don't mind the question. He's a great filmmaker, so being compared to him is not a bad thing, right? I don't know if it's Buddhism or like the landscape. My cinematographer and I, we are very good friends. We went to film school together and he shot almost all my films since film school. He's from Hong Kong. So when we do prep work, we don't watch a Fisher Pong's films, actually, but I'm a big fan. I think it's quite hard to pin down what it is. I can't analyze this myself.
What were some of the things you spoke about with your cinematographer?
Because we have worked together over the years, now it's quite easy to communicate with him. In the case of By the Time It Gets Dark, the architecture of the house really dictated a lot of the style of shooting, the landscape around that house also. It was shot in a place called Nan, which is a province about 5 hours from Chiang Mai. The house itself is, there's so many windows and glass. It called for a certain kind of shots. But we didn't really watch any films together. I never had any moment where I saw something and I said to him, oh, let's do it this way. It was just walk through the places together and then he would start. This was in pre-production. And he would show me some shots and I would then have some input if I liked it or not and if there was any adjustments to be made. And yeah, just, I think I'm lucky, you know, because we have worked together for many years. So it went quite easy.
Did the director character in this film come from your own thoughts about writing a political film, or was that born just of a piece with the rest of the film?
Yes and no. I started the film, like writing in terms of the script, that was based on actually just one character. In the beginning, it was of the woman who keeps changing jobs. She was the first character that I developed. At one point, the whole film was about her. Over the course of writing, you know, I started to reassess my relationship to the project, and I felt that I wanted to offer more of myself in the film and to actually to really be part of it. So I started to create this character of a woman director. But then again, I wouldn't say she's completely based on me, because I ended up casting someone who's actually a real life filmmaker. She's a director herself, and she's a good friend of mine. So I ended up using things from her life too. But yeah, in a way, it's also, it had to do with the impossibility of making a film about a massacre.
Is there something you'd like people to know going into the film, or something you'd like people to put their minds to when they watch it in Sydney, where we don't have the same cultural context?
Well, first of all, I think the massacre itself, because I know it's a subject that still a lot of people don't know about, and I feel like that should not be something that I need to introduce, you know, to the, like, in the screening. I don't want to be like talking about the massacre and itself, but I feel like it's something that the film wants to talk about. And if the audience wants to know more about it, of course they should. I mean, there's a lot to that you can find online these days. The subject is still something of a taboo in Thailand, and the information that sometimes we have on our websites are not so accurate or blocked even. But here, I think you can access everything. So yeah, it's something that should not be forgotten. If there's anything that I want people to take away with, is that they should know about this incident, and so that it won't happen again.
Yeah. Did the taboo around the massacre make people not wanting to touch it? Because a lot of Thai cinema seems to talk around political issues to avoid saying things that you're not allowed to say.
Yeah, but I don't think that was the only reason why it was difficult. Also, the film is quite abstract, so it doesn't really have much commercial prospects. Commercial investors are not going to invest in something like this. Once the film is finished, you know, I didn't have a problem with the censorship. We managed to pass censorship, but now we have sold the film to a cable channel, and they actually wanted to remove the mention of the massacre from the film, to take out the sound in the dialogue. And this is a private company, so a lot of self-censorship still taking place in Thailand. It's bad. A lot of people, basically, they're protecting themselves, even though it's nothing to be to be scared of. The more scared you are, the more like you want to avoid talking about subject, then you're imposing something upon yourself that might not even be there. It's like a fear.